For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. It was a role first made famous by Broadway actress Mary Martin, then by television star Sandy Duncan, and for a few years now, the part of Peter Pan has belonged to gymnast Kathy Rigby. She comes to Lexington this weekend to perform a Peter Pan at the Opera House, here to provide a preview of it and other weekend events, is Rich Copley, who's an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. Rich, so Kathy Rigby, I understand this has been billed as sort of her farewell tour?
Yes. Well, she is 58, so you're kind of getting into a zone where you probably have a little bit of trouble selling the idea that you're the boy who didn't want to grow up when you start approaching retirement age. But, and you know, Kathy Rigby is conscious of that, that you know, a lot of people probably look at this and say, how are you still doing this role at, you know, at this age? But she's also been working very hard to do it and to make it work. You know, she said her gymnast training in her youth and kind of having that in her background told her that, you know, if you want to do this, if you think you can credibly do it, then you're going to have to get to work early on getting, you know, getting in shape to do it and be able to do 8 shows a week of Peter Pan flying around the stage and doing all those things a 10-year-old boy who can fly does.
A new theatrical venue officially opens this weekend. It's the Eastern Kentucky University Performing Arts Center. The first performer there will be Winona. How are they doing? I know it's the first year, and surely there are some growing pains.
The EKU Center for the Performing Arts has had one show so far, and it was initially billed as a invitation-only show. I believe at the last moment they kind of opened it up for the public to kind of let people see the center and hear a performance in there. There were a few issues, you know, with how it got started. There were some ticketing issues, which led to a long line in the lobby and the show starting late and a few other things. Any new venue that opens does have its problems, and they you know, need to work them out as they go along. So, you know, hopefully Saturday night will be smoother.
And finally, tonight at the Norton Center, kind of a reimagining of the Sound of Music. It's called The Hills Are Alive. So how's it been reimagined?
Well, Peter Kieswalter, who is a musician in New York, who's been behind several projects that have taken classic works and sort of put them in a popular music context. So here they've taken the Sound of Music and really reimagined the songs in different ways, in different contexts. Like, he was telling me that one of the more interesting ones to approach was The Lonely Goat Herd, because, you know, it's done in such a cute, you know, way in the show, and that he kind of cued on the word lonely and did it more as a rock anthem about and tried to put in the context of loneliness and stuff. So it's been fairly well received, a fairly successful album of this project, and so now it's coming here live. So it'll be interesting to see how people react to it.
Rich Copley, thanks for your help.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. You can find out more about what's going on this weekend by going to the WEKU website. Go to weku.fm and look for the events calendar. Also, information is available in the Friday edition of the Lexington Herald Leader. Just look for the Weekender section. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.